When and where were you born?
I was born right next door to you, in Triple Room, in 1904. I mean, 1908. And I moved here. I was 5 years old when I moved here, too.
How would you define your family's social class during this time? When were you wealthy, poor, or
middle class? Yeah, I had my family was kind of poor, yeah, I guess I was easy. And when I was, we never got really going until about 1923, 24.
Hey, what was your father, what did your father and mother do for a living?
My dad worked, he worked some type of work, and he worked in the same bank over here in front of my house here. And my mother did only housework.
Okay, how many years of schooling did you have?
I had 6 years when I was on my education. Actually, I was sick. I had to take for a fever when I was 12 years old. And,
hey, what was it like in school?
Well, it was kind of poor around here, actually, because we had only up to 8th grade, but we had seemed to have always a teacher that too many children to take care of. We had about 35 employees of all sizes. And it seemed though that the biggest one was kind of a big advantage of this medicine.
Yeah, what was your first employment? Your job?
Well, the first employment I worked for was in 1936. I started to work there. I worked there after 1967.
Okay, what type of duties did you have as a child in the house?
What type of duty? Well, we had to all work. And we didn't have much running around. Maybe sometimes we'd play with baseball with somebody too, to make our own ball or to have a glove in our to have a catching glove or something like that. Besides that, we didn't have too much pleasure. I mean, we used to work. Because I used to get up 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning in the wintertime and bring the milk. When I was 13 years old, I bring the milk with a rocket, the horse and buggy. And then go to school at 28, then come back at night, start at 4 o'clock, and work at Milk College and everything, maybe 9 o'clock at night.
So you, did your father and mother live in this area?
They
live
right here.
Right here? Yeah.
So actually, I was born over there and moved over here when I was 5 years old.
What was it like during the holidays in the family?
We had a good holiday. They celebrate a long time, longer than they do now. Sometimes we'd meet on, like, Christmas, and the day before Christmas, and maybe at 9, 10, 11 o'clock, the day of Christmas.
So there's a lot of tradition to do anything.
Yeah.
So what did your family use for transportation, you know, like machinery-wise, to get some good farming?
Oh, we had mostly horses, all horses farming until 1926. We bought a tractor in 1926, Ford tractor. And besides that, we had horses on the road, and then buggy and carts and sleigh and things like that. That's all we had transportation until 1920. We bought that. And an old woman, baby old in the car, that one. That was in 1920. Then there was no other way besides that car then, that time.
And so I did do for a horse to feed it, you know, after pump gas.
That's right, the horses we had in high is 8 or 9 horses all the time. Just with the feed them for their own.
What was your attitude toward automobiles when they came into your life?
Well, I tell you, the truth of the reality, we were all kind of scared when it first came out. The first automobile I seen was 1918. and this was kind of good. It's like you're saying today, if an airplane is land close to you, you wouldn't know what to think about, you know? Well, that was the same way in the army. When you see them just coming, you think sure you'd run away from them because you said you're going to run over
them. I mean, it was kind of like not wanting to accept the project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what influence did the depression have on the family?
Well, quite bad. Because I know I was just married. I had two kids. And we had a hard time to get the ground. Our milk check that time was very small. Then we had eggs, a tenth of a dozen, and we had to get them all out in summertime. And we had done, when we had no eggs, we had to go to work and dig out of our pocket. Well, we didn't have much in our pocket, we got it.
What would a farmer do? What would a farmer's daily duties be back then, you know, as in regards to preparing the canal? I know there would be more work involved.
Well, now it's easier work, but past work, an easy work. Because that time was all hand work. You worked from maybe 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning to maybe 8, 9 o'clock at night. Where today, if you work that amount of time, you can almost have all your work done. Because you're doing so much faster.
So it's up early in the morning and...
Yeah, years ago we used to plow, we plowed 1 acre a day. We've done good. Well, now we plow as high as 6 or 7 acres a day. An hour. So, there's a difference.
Hey, what did your family do for entertainment?
Well, what we are about entertainment, we really was just,
I'd say radio.
We had no radio.
No
radio until about radio never came in until about 19. I think it was 1929 or 26 or something like that. June 26 and 29, the first radio came out around here.
So I guess it was mostly all reading, I guess.
Yeah. Mostly all working for as part of that. We get together and with our lamps and do our schoolwork under the lamp. And of course, we go to bed early and so we could get up early the next morning and go back to work.
So what were the roles of women then compared to as of today's women? You know, that, like today's women, they go out to work and...
Yeah. By that time, the women didn't have a chance to go out to work because they always raised a family and they had to do their own sewing, the women cooking and everything. Today, of course, they get the food from the store and all they got to do is cook in the oven for 15, 20 minutes or so and it's already cooked.
Yeah.
Well, that time you had to milk, bake, the meal, work, clean, keep the house clean, and they kept them busy.
Do you believe that women should have been granted the right to vote during 1920? Or do you think they were just a little bit too early for them to get involved in the political thing?
I didn't see that in 1920, of course. I was in age yet to vote, but I'd say I was about ready to vote, I guess, but anyway, in a point. But I'd say that the women wouldn't have the right to work today. I could vote because they, like I said before, they got rights over a man. And a lot of them, I know my mother-in-law, she was awful against it. Awful against my wife and I. She was awful against the woman. The woman was a place to keep away from the beer garden and keep away from the vote.
Yeah.
Now today you're seeing the beer garden just to let it be a man. And I think that the woman should have never voted.
Okay, how about What's your opinion on the prohibition? I think in 1933 they overturned the 18th Amendment, and I think that, or they, and what was your feeling for the, did you, were you in favor of it?
I wasn't immediately in favor of it, but no. I can't say too much about that, but I wasn't in favor of it at that time.
Okay, how about, was there any particular store that your father family bought?
Yeah, we always bought down into, what they call the Johnstone, in Sunday, and then right here where the bank was in Rockford, at that time. We used to have dry goods and clothing, food, and,
well, so that's not about where the, fire station was?
Yeah, by the fire station and where the bank was. It was a big store right in there. Yeah. But I think that there was a good store for everything. You needed to get meat, you could get anything.
What were the prices like, you know?
Well, there was something, you know, I seen the time where we bought, we sell an egg for 15, 26 a dozen. That was in the teens, or 20, beginning of the 20s. And, well, there's a lot of difference in our today, but there's a lot of difference in the price of the wages people are doing too.
How did, how do you rate the political life, I mean, political activities now, here beginning, you know, in terms of like, you know, campaigning, do you see any difference in the things, you know, like?
Oh, you mean campaigning for office?
Yeah.
There was no difference that time. You had only a few compared to what you got now. But there was, as far as the men folks, every man that came out.
Yeah.
Not like now. Now you got all the whites don't turn out, they don't turn out, so they don't say turn out at all. But coming back down to it, compared to people, we had more voting at that time than what we got now. But man, just the men alone.
Yeah, so you think there's too much voter, people not caring right now, or what you get?
That's right, there's not too much don't care.
Okay, how about, what would be the menu of an average dinner in fact? You know, like what would your family have? You know, what was your favorite dish or whatever?
Oh, I tell you one thing, years ago there was soft pork and potatoes and meat, and you had your vegetables in summertime. In the wintertime you didn't have any because you couldn't get any. Unless you had all the meat on your own basement, you know, bowl and gown or something like that. Probably what you got. But mostly, of course, you had your milk, because that was off the farm, and your cereal was off the farm, and your meat was off the farm, and your bread was, they bring it to the mill, and this for a week, and you come back, and they'd put the phone in the flour, and then they'd make much bread with it, and all that. And as far as that, come right down to it, I think the people live a lot better than they did today, because they didn't have it. Things that went into cancer and cans are all covered up. I mean, tin cans and everything else and food in it. They had it all. They can their own food, vegetables and fruit and some of them while it was while it was fresh. They canned them and every morning time they'd open them up. We never had any in store that time at all. You couldn't buy an iron in store.
How did your family keep their house now? You know, like, did you know they had furnaces?
Well, we had furnaces and we had furnaces in 1920. Not as very well as two. 1919, we put the furnace in the house, yeah. 1919, we put the furnace in the house. We had round oak stove. And cook stove, the kitchen. We had two stoves in one room, I mean, like one floor. And of course, upstairs, you'd go up there and jump in bed, you know, you could get yourself in there. That's where he was that time, you know. But it didn't cost you much. Only in World War II, we had a hard time on the, well, let's see, I think that World War I, I think, yeah. We couldn't get no coal. And even we got only wood to burn, because wood will keep the fire all night, see. So we had a hard time to get it warm, we couldn't get no coal. The coal was pretty much short. So, a lot of people, they'd go out and get it for it, but they couldn't get it, you know. So,
how about, gasoline prices in
the other? Oh, gasoline, we didn't know what gasoline was in the 1920s, see? But I know in,
I mean, when you first came.
When I first got a car, I got a Model A, I had a Model T. And then, there was gas, I ain't sure, but I used to buy, I think with, look the tank, I think that was 9 gallons, and I think it cost me $0.70 a gallon, I think it was for a tank, for a gallon. Okay. So that was maybe
about 8 cents.
Eight cents. Yeah. I know kerosene was only, we used to buy a lot of kerosene, but I had a tractor of 14,000 and then 13, and I used to get the kerosene for 6 cents, 67 cents a gallon. That's in the 20s.
So in your families, was there any people that, did the houses really spaced apart or?
Oh, they were long ways, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this road here, all the way through there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'd say about eight or nine houses up the road, with about a mile and 2 miles and a half, and about 8 houses on the road.
But was your father a farmer too? Or?
Oh yeah, he was a farmer. He was the same thing as a farmer. Started working with him too.
So what kinds of, would farmers usually make that much of a, you know, in terms of supporting a family, or do they always have to go outside to work?
They mostly work support a family or by farming, but once in a while, it's when they get, well, they ain't every guy, you know, some guys wouldn't even get away from the farm. They'd just go along and keep it going the way it was, see. Well, it happened to be that my dad wanted to get a little bit ahead, because he was also poor when he got married. And he had 75 cents in his pocket, and my mother had $2, that presents he got, and of course he had to do some work in order to get it going. And so he was getting 50 cents a day, about all he was getting. I worked 10 minutes a day for 50 cents and 75 cents a day, 15 hours a day.
Can you ever remember any times of drought, or, you know, where you know him? Or you had a bad year, maybe?
Oh, we had bad years and wet, and we had bad years, but mostly wet.
Right.
Dry, didn't bother so much as long as it was wet. A lot of times we couldn't get any corn in so many years. You know, the water would fly in front of the horses, and we were wet, and we couldn't get the corn in.
Do you remember anything about hard times around here?
Oh, yeah, crossed.
Yeah, where they're.
Oh, back there, down here in the turnpike, I and my brother were working on them. We took off on the train and we went down there, and that's before they made that
point where
that big hole that I called Indian Lake over there. That's before then. And we went out with 3 times 4. And we started pulling out carts out of there in the train. My dad went out to the 2 horses after it was all on dry ground, and he picked up a wagon box. So now a wagon box full, you wouldn't know what a wagon box full is, because it's a box made on a wagon that's being used for your farm wagon. And that's a 2.5 foot wide and about 12 foot long. And that board on the side, that very board on the side was 20 inches in size. So we pull that up, pull across, and came over here and sold kind of the grapevine. And he used that for an underneath the ground. He dug a trench, he put his top down the ground and turned the grapevine on top.
What, you didn't regard carp as a pop, you know, like some people like to eat them, or?
No, I didn't get it. Her dad used to, my wife's dad used to, clean them and smoke them.
If they pick out the mud grains,
You have to know how to dress them, I mean, clean them out. But, I never ate them.
Okay, do you regard any, political figure as someone that, I mean, who did you regard as someone special back, you know, that influenced your life, you know, like anybody that you envied, or, you know, like maybe a president, or?
Well, that kind of leaving not too much, I mean, in that. You ever watched that too close to that? We didn't know too many people. I mean, we knew our grandfather that time, and grandmother, that's about all we knew, because we never went around much, you know. And that's the one after got married, and we were older. But one thing I can say is that I think that old Henry Ford was a great man, old and strong, because he started out making cars, and they're not against him today to make a car, because he started it out.
Yeah, soft day more.
I guess. And took all those older people. My granddad and great-granddad were really the smartest people that we've got in this world today. So far. Because they started everything from the bottom, they know nobody on the bottom. Now, an airplane is made, it's mocking the bird.
Yeah.
So, but as far as I see, an older than 40 would be my popular man, sorry, yeah.
Do you remember what was the first plant around here? Do you remember that?
And the first one?
Where they produced?
Well, this sandplant was the first one I ever.
What were they doing with sandplant?
We're digging out in stones out of the quarry, quarry. And that was up there before I even got. I was there. So, I knew that John Strong here, when I told you about it, he had a mill, looking at this mill, and a store on the other side. And then, of course, Ford went up inside the office, on 1326 or 25, he was on the other.
So what did you think about telephones and everything like that?
Well, I didn't think too much at that time. I mean, it seemed kind of funny how that goes through that. It's like Stan Bruce-Richard thing, you know. But first, telephone was a little bit different than electric. That's when I got into it, because there was wire there and you're talking to it. But electric was it. The water was very cool too, but I don't know. I can't figure it out yet today how they're doing it.
What part of your life do you have the most vivid memories of, you know, back then? Do you have anything where you especially like, or you regretted it or anything?
No, I What you need is whatever I had done or what I remember I done or something like that. I worked hard, done everything in the farm that's supposed to be done. And as a kid, I was 13 years old and 11 years old, I was bringing milk to Rockford. And then going to school, and it's yet to be, I don't regret it, what I've done, because I think that it's the next thing to do, is to work. And you get the pleasure, but you have a certain amount of work that you know what you've done in this world.
So how about religion? How was the religion that I know it was probably more strong? You know,
it was stronger than it is today. I think it's the religion should have stayed that way.
Too commercialized.
Getting towards the end of my life, you might just say, in the beginning of my life, and different lots of them are doing now, in the beginning of my mother and dad's life, it's different than it is the beginning of mine. So I don't know what it'll become over another 15 years or 20 years.
Yeah.
So
I mean, what was the massive, big fiscal, a certain time?
We had massive, we had Rockford, we had St. Mary's, we had...
When did St. Mary's come in?
St. Mary's, I don't know. I was baptized there, and I was complaining there, and everything. So I can't tell you when that was, but it was in the... It used to be down here in Silver Creek. That was before my day. That's when they were. I know I heard my mother saying from the street after riding a horseback through the water up to the knee while the horse was floating around. Through the two bridges here in the spring of the year. I don't know when that came to know. I knew when the hall was there, the old hall. I helped the build it in 1928. But meaning I don't know. I mean, the other two kids, I don't know.
Do you remember any especially hard winters or severe winters during the blizzard or anything?
We had a severe one in 1918. I'm not that old, so I'm going to be walking over the fence, 6 foot long line fence. And it was awful. We had a horrible, awful storm that time here in March. It tore everything up from each side to rock it, so cement blocks, buildings out, and everything else. I got caught in the hanging on clothesline. I'll never forget that. 1918. My brother tried to get me. And I was sent to the barn, and then just big storm coming. And she hollered at me to come in. I started buying my brother holding me away. I was older, a younger man. And he went a little faster, and he got here all right. And the mother met me at a little milk park. I was like, out there, and he pulled us up down to the anything with us. I was going up, and I was entering up in the air. And I kind of reached the air back, and I saw hold the clothesline there. And I just went back and forth and raised on there until the storm went over a bit, and my mother couldn't pick me up. But I could remember that like it was today. I was 12 years old.
What routines did you have to go back then, the farm and the land?
The horses, of course.
Horses and just put the horse pulled plows and
Yeah, we had the horses, we had the pony flowers, and we had what they call grain binders, the type of grain that you don't need binders. And I started out, I mean. And then, of course, in 1936, I bought a combine. The first combine was around me. 1936. But we had all the horses all the time.
Where did you bring your grain?
We bought all this John Stone company over here. The mill.
Carlisle Mill in Newport.
Yeah. Well, there was one that after that Allen Everett went down, they went to Newport. There was a Newport after the Allen Everett went down. But there was one in Carlisle. Well, there's a now two of them. We're too far with horse and buggy. Horse and wagon to go down there.
So, family mostly got around with horse pulled carriages and
everything. Yeah.
I guess you guys had a hard time, like, you know, like with the roads, it gets really, really wet.
Yeah. We used to go to church and we did the winter time before it was long enough to go with